Hi everyone, so today I'm going to talk about whether a retiree should own their own house in retirement. Now, a lot of people say, oh well, you know what, I'm not a huge fan of owning my own house, but I think in retirement it's good just to have one house for security. So I'm going to look whether that's true or not here today. So one thing I would say, and this is one argument which goes against that really, is that when you're in retirement you have a fixed income, right? So you know usually what's coming in, whether it's from the government pension, your private pension, the 4% rule, you know approximately how much you should be saving or spending, should I say, every single month. Now, the thing is, with a house, you've always got the chance of an unexpected huge cost. So let's say the roof falls in. Now, that might be an extreme case, but you have to realize that with a house, these kind of unexpected costs can always happen. So that's a huge reason why you should consider not owning a house in retirement. Now, a second reason is this. Basically, if you've got a big family house in retirement, usually the kids have kind of gone away, they've gone to university or whatever, or they're older, they've got married. So you certainly don't need a 4 or 5 bedroom house in retirement. Now, the thing with that is, by selling that house, you can actually give yourself a lot more money in retirement. A great example, let's say you've got a $500,000 house, and let's say you can get a perfectly nice house for $150,000. That extra $350,000 will give you more than $1,000 extra per month in retirement. Now, a lot of people will say, well, what about rent though? Surely rents are likely to kind of go up, or they could go up a lot. The evidence suggests that in most developed countries, rents actually don't go up that fast. I mean, if you think about it, in Germany, in the UK, in the United States, in Canada, it doesn't happen very often, especially outside of big cities where like rents will go up by, I don't know, 20% every single year for 5 years. I think that's more of an issue in some developing countries whereby the supply and demand kind of is out of kilter. So for example, in certain parts of China or other places, it's true that rents can go up very steeply. In that case, what is true is if you're living in a developing country or a city or a country which has huge growth and you only have a fairly modest house, then it might make sense to keep owning the house in retirement. But otherwise, seriously consider downsizing the house or even selling the house in retirement, because actually the sums, the maths behind it, show you can actually sometimes lose by keeping the family home.